This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Fanning out before dawn, two-person teams of volunteers began combing Sonoma County Friday morning to find and count the number of homeless people living here. The every-other-year homeless census adopted a new approach this time, hiring homeless individuals who were recommended from local shelters to help lead the search. One was Mike.
A lot of the areas that would have people in them, there wasn't as many people because of the weather. Most of the places have to be pretty heavy cover because, well, Santa Rosa, as far as their tolerance, you can't sleep in your car or anything else. So if you're not laying low, chances are you're getting hassled.
But rain or the threat of it had also chased people away from some of their usual haunts.
We look for encampments, and we found a couple of RVs. One of the areas that I searched that I know usually is pretty heavy wasn't that heavy at all. And we were thinking maybe they swept the area because there's certain areas that have a high concentration along the creeks. And when it starts raining, they go through and they sweep the area in case it rains hard and they get flooded out.
The street-by-street survey was directed by a consulting group called Applied Survey Research from Santa Cruz. Vice President Peter Connery explained the participation of people like Mike is a key component of their approach.
The homeless workers are commonly put in routes where they not only know the camping locations, the abandoned buildings, but they know the doors that are locked that actually open. They know all sorts of ins and outs and secrets that the common person wouldn't really have any exposure to or knowledge of.
That was certainly the experience of Brian O'Callaghan, an administrator with Catholic Charities, who covered the area in and around Sebastopol with a man named Bruce.
Looking around, he would simply say, boy, if I was on the streets, this is where I would go. And sure enough, we'd go there and we'd either find somebody or we'd find signs that somebody had recently been there.
But O'Callaghan said the real value of the endeavor for him lay in confronting firsthand the meager circumstances in which some of our neighbors subsist.
We found people behind fences in mummy bags, and we found people under tarps tied to blackberries, things like that. For those of us that have never experienced homelessness firsthand, I was kind of shocked to see some of the places that people would crawl in and hold up. That was a mind blower for me.
More than 170 volunteers and paid homeless workers teamed up to carry out the biannual census, which is required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, for Sonoma County to qualify for about $2 million a year in federal funds to help serve the homeless here. It's money that is badly needed, observed Robert, another of the one-day workers currently living at the local interfaith shelter. He says the need is surging upward.
I've seen new faces up and down the street, and it's surprising to see how many recently. People find themselves in a whirlwind, the look of despair's out there.
A preliminary count of the local homeless population will be compiled in about 3 weeks. The full report is due out in April. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.